China. Titties. Labia. Ovaries. Broadcast.
Hello and welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name's Colleen.
My name's Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everybody. We are recording this a little earlier than usual. Our last episode was released on Friday. And as I don't know if you just heard that. What? We have a guest in the studio today. My son Zachary, because we are recording this on Sunday in the middle of the afternoon on July 17th, and Jay took a nap when Zachary was supposed to nap, and Jay is still asleep, like fast asleep, and Zachary did not go to sleep, and now he's with me because I couldn't wake Jay up, right? Could I wake Daddy up? Where's Daddy-o? You gonna say anything? No? This is bad podcasting. Can you sing the ABCs?
I swear, there really is a child there.
He just pushed the microphone away. But he's staring at you guys, like, very intently.
May or may not be making stupid faces to him.
Yeah, definitely.
No, okay. All right, so I have Zach, who's now making faces. You guys are all making faces at each other, but he's shy to talk. Zachary, this is what happened with nap time. He went to sleep in his bed for about 10 minutes and then woke up and came out, you know, screaming about how he didn't want to nap anymore. So we were like, all right, you want to sleep in mommy and daddy's bed. So we put him in our bed and he like placated Jay for like a minute and then was like, mommy, mommy. So then he was like, oh, fine, you try. So he placated me for 0 minutes and instead started asking for his trains. The Gordon from Thomas the Train, which is what he's playing with in the background right now. And I was like, yeah, it's Gordon. And I was trying to sing to him, and Jay put the white noise on and laid next to him on one side, and I laid next to him on the other side. Because sometimes if we both pretend to go to sleep, he will actually give up and close his eyes and sleep. This is a thing that happens. And it didn't really work so well. Jay fell asleep to the white noise, which is, again, why Zach is now in here with me. Zach did not. So at one point, I was like, will you please go to sleep? And I swear to God, this kid looked at me. Oh, are you going to say something? What are you going to say? Are you going to say something? Oh, okay, now we're putting We just... Oh, my God, you have... He has Mike in his mouth.
I'm saying, well, because it looks like... It looks like a treat. Like, it's big and squishy and orange. Like,
yes,
it looks
it's a little
like
filter thing.
Like an orange filter, candy or something.
Yep. Well, now we just did that. So that just happened. But anyway, so he looks at me and I was like, will you please go to sleep? And he was like, now. And I was like, please take a nap. And I swear to God, he looked at me and he rolled his eyes like big up in his head. And that was the moment. I was like, did you just roll your eyes at me? And that was the moment where I knew I lost. And I gave it a good effort, and then finally I just texted you guys. I was like, fine, 15 minutes, let's record. I have nothing prepared. Jay and I have been awake pretty much all night for the last week because Zach keeps coming into our bed, and he's a kicker. He flops and kicks and everything, and it's just super inconvenient for other people. Like, he kicked Jay in the head every, like, 5 minutes last night.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we're both really tired because this has been going on all week. And the reason why this episode was out so late, and I'm sorry I'm talking so much, but my story is done after this, is because Zachary came into our bed at 12:30 on Thursday night, and he felt really warm, but I thought, you know, I've got Zoe the cat by my feet, and Jay's on one side of me, and Zach's, you know, in the middle of us. Everybody's, like, huddled together, so I was like a mommy sandwich, essentially. And I thought he felt warm, and this was 12:30, and he kicked around for a little while longer, and then at 2:30, I hear him start choking, and turns out he had a stomach virus, and we threw up from 2:30 until 8:15 in the morning, and it was awesome.
Oh, poor guy. Oh,
I know.
So poor everybody.
It was awful, so I stayed home, but His fever got up to 103.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. It got up to 104.3.
Whoa. And
yeah, that's so high. That's really high.
I know. He runs high. So Jay was like, call the doctor. Let's just see if there's anything going around beyond just like vomiting, like a stomach bug. Like, what is this? So I called them. And they were like, well, bring him in anyway. So I brought him in. And the doctor was like, well, we had a case last week. It took us 5 days to figure it out. But the kid was throwing up because they took blood work from Zach. The strep test was negative because Zach was very congested and couldn't breathe. Last week, the kid came in and he... Dude, don't do this now. Hey, you want to watch some Thomas? Shut the door. So the kid was throwing up and... Close the door so we don't wake up Daddy. At this point, Daddy should be awake because that would be great. But unfortunately, it's never good to wake a sleeping Daddy. So the kid was also sick, didn't have a cough, but was congested, had thrown up to begin with. His blood work, the numbers, levels in his blood work looked similar to Zach's. And he ended up having pneumonia. And, like, you couldn't detect it in the chest thingy. So she was like, I said, well, I'm going on vacation on Tuesday. Which actually I'll be there by the time this episode is released because I'll probably post it on Wednesday or something. So after we record this, but I was like, so if there's something that is antibiotic treatable or gets worse, like if this is going to be that pneumonia that's going around, apparently, like I don't want this to be something that we're in San Diego and we're in like an urgent care figuring out. Like that's not ideal to me. So although my gut said it was probably just a virus, you know, her whole thing, she looked at the blood work and was like, oh, you know, the other kid's blood work was slightly elevated. It all looked just like this too. So she sent us to get an x-ray for pneumonia and that was awesome. And it was a long, long day. And then by the time I got home, because I'm going to be out of work all next week, I needed to do actual work. And I didn't get to actually finish this episode until Friday night. And that's why it came out so late. So sorry about that, guys. And now that's my boring story that I've talked about for 6 minutes. So please, somebody else talk right
now. Aww. Oh, man. Well, that's so fun.
Yeah.
I don't have anything quite so epic or interesting to share. I will say that I was really excited when our theme music came out, and I've been making everyone I know listen to it.
Yes, yes, I love that.
Yeah.
That's just the greatest.
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah,
God, I know.
Greatest ever.
That's the one good thing about the show coming out so late was Jay was like, well, if you can give a couple of hours, it was like, you know, 6 o'clock on Fridays. Like, if you can give a couple of hours. And I was like, dude, I'm still doing actual work that I need to, like, you know, run into the office on Monday to finish. So he's like, all right, give me until after Zach goes to sleep and I'll come up with the music. And then it all worked out. I was like, well, what's another couple of hours? Who cares? You don't want
to. He's so prolific.
Yeah.
Just give me a couple of hours. I'll do it. No problem.
And he's amazing. And I took a picture of it, but then he was in his boxer, so he wouldn't let me post it.
That's fair.
Yeah. Amazing that you did all that. But I'm sorry Zachary's sick. But so is he feeling better now?
Yeah, he is. They said that the x-ray said it was like his lungs, like it was spread out like a virus versus in a clump like pneumonia. That's how they explained it to me. It was just funny because they made me go back and forth and back and forth. Like after the radiologist was like, well, it looks like a virus. Go back to the pediatrician across the street and she'll tell you what that means. And I was like, really?
It's like, why don't you just tell me what that means?
But of course, she was probably like, listen, bitch, it is 4 o'clock on Friday and I ain't sticking around long enough. I'm sending you back to that other lady who's on call all weekend anyway.
That's true. My mom used to work. My mom was a receptionist at a pediatric office for years, like 15 years. And yeah.
Yeah.
4 o'clock on a Friday without fail, you would get like this onslaught of like nasty parents being like, my kid's sick and we don't want to be sick into the weekend.
Right.
Like, are they really sick though? Because usually it's just like, oh, they sneezed. I just want to make sure it's not pneumonia. It's like, it's probably not pneumonia. I'm a receptionist, and I can tell you it's probably not pneumonia.
I was more on the not pneumonia train than the doctor was. Yep. But I guess when you have a kid that's breaking 104, in your office, yeah. you're kind of like, let me do what I can to not get sued if this goes somewhere.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds like it was kind of on the doctor's brain. Like if they just had this other kind yeah. of peculiar case did, earlier in the week.
Exactly. Anyway.
Wow. Sounds like you have a good pediatrician though. Sounds very like methodical and.
Yeah, she's like, great. We yeah. really like her a lot. So what's going on yeah. with you guys now that I've taken up a million hours of this show?
we had our joint birthday party yesterday.
Ooh.
I can't remember if I mentioned it during my birthday episode, but my boyfriend and I share a birthday.
Yes.
Same day, same year. A little weird, but we're okay with it. So this year was the second annual joint birthday party. A friend of ours here in Brooklyn has a pool, which is like super unheard of in the city to like have a friend that has a pool in their backyard. Yeah, no, it was really fun. Super hot day. And then just as we were starting grilling and stuff, it started to pour. So it was a rainy birthday pool party. Thankfully, they have like a balcony area, this, like the second floor where our friend's apartment is in the yeah. house. So we were able to just kind of move everything upstairs. So it kind of like put a weird like tone on the day, but it also kind of made it extra memorable and fun.
Right.
Because then it cleared and we were able to go back in the pool. And,
nice.
Yeah, it was a good day. Then we were going to go see Ghostbusters last night, but we got home and took showers. And then my boyfriend proceeded to fall asleep on the bed and kind of just stay there for the rest of the night. Watched an episode of Orange is the New Black by myself. A little snack.
That's right. So you're watching Orange is the New Black. Shandy just finished it, right?
Yes, I finished it last night.
Is it really good? Is it better than season 3? Because I have not started it.
I really like this season overall, just like from the beginning to the end. And I think things really ramp up like sort of halfway through it starts. So, yeah, definitely you should watch it if you haven't. But I don't want to say anything else other than that.
Yeah, it's definitely a different... It's a different tone.
Is it a different tone?
Okay. Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it without like potentially spoiling something. So I'll just stop there. But it's really, really good. It was a good season. I actually yesterday we had a barbecue again, and so there was a lot of day drinking involved, and so then I was tired like in the early evening, and some of the other people and my husband continued, and then they ended up going out, and I was like, I kind of feel like going out, but mostly I don't. So I stayed in, and I finished, what's the word? I'm still kind of waking up. It's not that early here. it's really not that early. It's like 11:30 on the West Coast. I just had some coffee, which I was saying is very strange for this podcast. Feels very unorthodox.
We're disappointed you didn't spike it or go for the mimosa.
You could have. You missed an opportunity there.
I really almost did. There's a bottle of champagne in my fridge. Somehow it survived last night. So I could have had that, but then I was like, no, it's too early, whatever. Like not by myself, I guess, for podcasting. But anyway, long story short.
We defined that last week, dude. Don't take away away our dreams here of not being alcoholics.
Right. No, so I watched like the last, I don't know, I think I had like 5 episodes left, and I just like blew through all of them. And so then it was really late. But then after I finished it, I couldn't really go to sleep. So then I started another show, and that lasted for a while. So I went to bed super late, like not because I was partying or anything, just because of Orange is the New Black. We're just going to blame it on that. So,
yeah. Well, that's why I feel like I stopped when I did.
Yeah.
Sort of knowing that there's something big coming and knowing that it was probably going to keep me up, I like stopped. So I have 2 episodes left, and I'm like, oh no, when am I going to watch these now? Because I have like such an overactive imagination. I don't sleep well. I'm like, I can't watch it before bed because I know I won't be able to sleep.
Right.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Like knowing that there's like danger coming, and you still really enjoyed it. I'm like, okay.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, spoiler. I mean, it's a season finale. Of course something big's going to happen.
That's a very good point.
So, what was the other show you started though, Shandy?
The other show I started was this show, Shameless. Have you guys heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
I have. Do you like it?
I watched the first couple of episodes. I'm like, what? It's like the kind of thing that like I'll probably watch when I'm bored and feeling like having something, like watching something not too heavy or not too scary, or you know, just like having a whatever show on the background. It's.
I hear that show gets kind of heavy though.
Oh man, I mean, like the premise is the dad's an alcoholic, so and they really don't hold back with that. So that part is already like kind of heavy, but it's not treated in such a way that it's like. Super, I don't know, at least for the first couple of episodes. But yeah, we'll see. I'm not particularly attached to it yet. But I just needed something to watch, and somebody had told me to watch that, and it was on there, so.
Very good, very good.
It was definitely, it was very different from Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
Before I forget, I want to take a minute and thank the patrons. We are part of Jay and Jack Network, and we fall under their Patreon. So please consider, if you'd like to support the show, go to www.patreon.com/Jay and Jack. And the link is in, if you're like on your iPhone or whatever. I know you guys like how in the video I'm like imitating, like clicking on the iPhone. In the episode description, I do link to it. Like, it's one of the few things that I do link to when I say I'm going to. So you can do that. Or on the Facebook page, if you're a member, there's a link there too. Also, jayandjack.com. There's a link on the upper right-hand corner as well that says Patreon. But please consider, you can donate at any level from $1 to like $500 or whatever. I don't know if you heard, but there's an adorable child in this studio. Help pay for his college $1 at a time. There's my pitch. But we currently have, and actually we had 130 patrons last time we recorded, I think, like 3 days ago. And then Lori gave us an awesome plug in the Facebook group. And now we have 137 patrons. So I think we went up like $20 a month or something, $30 a month. So that was really super awesome and exciting. Thank you for that, Lori. And it's funny because everything we're saying, we're recording, but our show is not the next show that's going to come out. I think that there's going to be a Ramblecast and a Married Man show. So you guys will probably have heard all of this before. But good times. Just know that we actually technically said it first, because we did. There's your interrupted sponsorship break.
Yay!
Awesome.
So, anybody else have anything going on? Anything exciting? I'm going to Comic-Con next week. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah. Are you guys doing anything special? Are you guys doing any panels or anything this year? Or are you just like going to experience?
So Jay and Jack are doing a panel. It is, I think, 3 p.m. in the library on Saturday, which you can listen to this and still get to it because this will be out before Saturday. But anyway, it should be a lot of fun. I think Joe Opinionated is going to be a guest on it. I know they asked some other people. I'm not sure if they are going to have said yes or not, but it should be a lot of fun. It's always a good time every year, so do that. But we, as far as what we want to go see, there's nothing really this year. Like, we're taking it easy because we don't know what it's going to be like with Zach. Last year it was easy with him because he fit in the Ergo carrier, so I could carry him everywhere. But this year he doesn't. And he can't walk everywhere. He'll get trampled in there. Yeah. It's going to be us carrying him. So I don't know. We're very much this year like, if we make things, we make things. If not, the hotel has a nice pool.
Nice.
Nice.
Are you going to see any family while you're out there?
Yes. So we are going to see Jay's family when we're out there. All of the sides. Jay's got like 20 sides of the family. We're going to see all of them. So that should be fun. I'm excited about that because it is always a good time. I think we're going to see them Friday, Sunday, Saturday, actually probably almost all of the days. So yay. So that should be good. But yeah, that's my whatever.
That's awesome.
No, that sounds great. I'm just going to be going to work this week. So your week sounds way more fun.
I am actually considering taking my work email off my phone this week.
Nice.
Yes, I
fully support that. I've never put my work email on my phone because the hours that I'm not at work, like, I'm not going to work.
Yep, you don't pay me enough to check my email. It's like, I have it. I can check it on my phone if I so choose to because it's convenient for me. But you do not pay me enough. You don't pay for my phone. I pay for my phone. If you don't want them alone, then I would check it. That's sort of my philosophy.
Wait, yeah, no, that's a good one.
Jay, do you want to go with Daddy? Do you want to go with Daddy? You want to stick here with Mommy? All right. Hey, can you do me a favor? Now that I'm talking, can you get me in the downstairs fridge? There's a blue moon. All the way down. Thank you. You're the best. I just want to mention all I've had to eat today was a bagel, so this could be a bad idea, but, you know.
Are you giving a drink?
Yeah, now that you're getting one, I'm sort of like, do I want to?
I know. I kind of want to.
Blue Moon is like a Blue Moon is a very, you know, daytime beer. It's like 5% alcohol.
That's true. All right. Well, we could do it. Can't let you drink alone.
Woohoo!
Yeah, that's true. Well, should we go? Should we have a drink break?
Yeah, drink break.
Okay. This will be a good thing to take a picture of for the social media, our morning drinks. It felt appropriate to say it like I was an old lady.
It's all good, man.
All right. We'll be back.
Okay. All right. Okay. And we're all back. We just took a... We decided, fuck it. It was after 2:30 in the afternoon. We might as well all get a drink. So I got a Blue Moon, courtesy
of Jay. For some of us.
It's still the forenoon for me.
Yeah.
That's right. It's only 11. It's after 11:30.
Yeah. It's a thing people do.
Well, it is brunch time for me, so the mimosa is appropriate.
Yes.
So cheers.
Cheers, everybody. All right. Oh, what did you get, Amanda?
No one's drinking out of the can or the bottle.
Yes, because we're classy like that.
Mm-hmm. Classy broads.
Yes.
Having my special Sam Adams glass with the laser etching. Have you heard this thing about the Sam Adams glasses?
No.
They have like laser etching on the bottom so that it self-carbonates. Let me see if I can get it close enough to the... You can actually see it.
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
And it just keeps carbonating itself because of the etching. So it it's supposed to like keep your beer fresher.
Cool.
I don't know. Awesome. It's like not for like Blue Moons, but it's for like
for craft
a lager,
beers.
An ale, or like something that's supposed to stay carbonated.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's the $7 glass at the Sam Adams Brewery. They had me at laser etching. It's like lasers. They must own that. Come with the lasers.
Awesome.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
We were talking about beer and how we all have one.
Well, we're always off. Last time I was drinking beer, you guys were drinking wine.
Now you're drinking champagne.
Yeah. And you guys are drinking beer.
Word. Anyways. Yeah. What were we talking about before all this?
I don't know.
That's what I was trying to remember. I told you, I'm still waking up.
I know. And like I've said, I've been awake all fucking week. So.
Well, then should we move on to...
Yes. So we got a new iTunes review. Yes, we got a new iTunes review. And I'm bringing this up not because I'm... plugging, please go give us an iTunes review, because please go
but
give
I
us an iTunes review.
Although, so please go give us an iTunes review if you feel so inclined.
Right. But on the last show, we talked about how we got an awesome review from somebody and we thought it was a phone number, and we didn't read the phone number because we were, you know, didn't want to like privacy and all that. And it turns out that phone number was Lori, who is the person that we also accidentally called at midnight 2 episodes ago.
Pretty much, she is fan MVP.
Yes.
Honestly, when she said that, she's like, at least you guys didn't give it out and you didn't call me at midnight. I was like, yeah, right.
Winning.
What didn't I say? I was like, we should call it.
Thank God we didn't.
Thank God we didn't.
Although it would have been funny.
Again.
It would have been funny if in the Skype I like called it and it was like, you know, voice recognition, like auto recognition. I'd be like, I've called this number before.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
Good times. But we got a new one this week from Amber and Rob 731. I'm guessing they're a Survivor fan. Thank you. Yeah. Hosted by three aspiring cougars, Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen, the broadcast is a fun weekly discussion about current events, relationships, and women's issues, which are really everyone's issues. Keep up the good work. I love that one. Amber and Rose. Yeah. Amber and Rob. Amber and Rose. Amber
Rama. And,
Amber and Rob, 731, really get us. The end.
Yes.
Super appreciate it.
Yes. Yeah. So thank you for the review. And if anyone else wants to write one, that's cool with us too.
Yeah. Just, yep. You know.
You'll never hear me complain. Yeah.
Unless it's a one star. Then we'll just out troll you.
Yeah. Then we just won't read it.
Because I'm pretty good about that. Yeah. So what else is up, guys? Anybody have anything that they want to bring up before we get into the feedback? I saw Ghostbusters yesterday, which is
yes. Yes. I want to hear all about it.
Okay, so skip ahead like 2 minutes. I'll try to keep it as quick and spoiler-ish free.
Well, I still want to go see it. So yeah, I would prefer a spoiler-free version.
Okay. So I'm going to do my best, but if you don't want to hear anything at all, like I'm not going to give plot points or whatever, but if you don't want to hear anything at all, skip ahead a couple of minutes. I will do my best to keep it spoiler-free. So I went last night, which is going to be like 5 days ago when this is released. And Ghostbusters, if you didn't know, is Jay's like favorite movie of all time. So there was no question that we were going to go see the new one as soon as it came out. And we did. And I loved it. I thought it was great. Like the trailer does not do it any credit. The buzz behind it was just awful. It's awesome. Like I was one of those movies where I was, you know how you're kind of at the climax of the movie and they're starting to like solve the main problem and you're like, no, I don't want the movie to end soon.
Aww,
it was kind of like that. Like I wanted
that's
to
so great.
Yeah, I wanted to be there and I wanted to be like hanging out with them for a while. Like I thought it was great. I think that they did a fantastic job. They made it about girl power, but they never made it about girl power. Like, it wasn't a movie that was like, this is a movie that shows that women can do this too. Like, it was just a movie. It was just a movie that females were kicking ass. It was great. They had a lot of people in there that you know. Like, everybody that was in there is, like, a famous person of some sort. Like, Tywin Lannister was in it.
Whoa!
I know.
That's awesome.
Which one is that? I know. I should know who that is.
Tywin Lannister is the father of Cersei, Jaime, and Tyrion.
Oh, so he's the creepy old guy.
Yeah, the creepy old guy. So, okay, cool. Like, he was in it. Zach, what's his face? That not Galifianakis. Zach something who's in Silicon Valley and The Office. He's Gabe on The Office. He was in it.
Oh, right. I can never think of his last name either, but I loved him.
Yeah, he was in it. He was awesome. There were a lot of cameos by the original cast, and they weren't. One was forced. I will say that Jay and I both agreed after that one of them was a forced, kind of a forced cameo that could have been cut a lot shorter and it would have been more awesome. But all of the cameos were great. I'm trying to think. Like, it was just, I thought that there was, and I really hope that one of you guys or both of you guys maybe see it before we record next week. So I guess a week and a half from now. And maybe more listeners can write in about it because I loved it, and there was a lot that we talked about it after. Like, they, you know, like, at the battle scene at the end, a lot of times in movies, you're like, well, how did they do that? You know, they showed them training during it, which I thought was great. Like, it kind of made it more realistic. Nobody was over the top. Like, Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, like, they were normal people. Like, it wasn't, there was nothing about it that was super over the top. Like,
that's awesome.
There was only one thing, and again, it had to do with one of the cameos, that I was like, eh, that is kind of like challenge flag on logic. But again, you know, it was one like 30-second thing out of a whole movie. A lot of nostalgia in it, throwbacks, quick like little throws, which I won't spoil because they were really pleasant to see. Stay till the end of the credits because they do a scene at the end a la the Marvel movies, so you need to wait. Yeah, so they do it. They do scenes during the credits, like the story continues, it like wraps it up during the credits, and then you have the credits and they have a lot of like outtake pictures and whatnot, which is kind of fun. But
yeah,
wait until the credits are done because you're not going to want to miss it. It's a really good scene at the end. Especially if you're a fan of the original movie, because it's probably the biggest nod, maybe. I don't know. I'm not a good person to you know, I'm like, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm not the person to like declare it's the biggest thing, because I've seen the original movie like 5 or 6 times, not like 30 or 40 times like Jay. But I thought that it was great. I loved it. I can't wait to watch it again when it comes out. Jay and Jack are going to go together to see it again in a couple of hours, aka 4 days ago by the time you hear this, for the Ramblecast. And I'm kind of jealous that I can't go too, because like I said, I loved it. And I thought all of the women were awesome. Kate McKinnon probably was like the best in that. Leslie Jones was fucking awesome. Like, I
love both of them so much. Oh,
and they're
so
like, they're clearly the supporting ones. But they, like, you know how oftentimes the supporting characters are the ones that you like the most?
Steal the show.
Yeah. They totally steal the show. They're both awesome. I have to talk about Thor, Chris Hemsworth.
Good. I was hoping you would get to him.
First of all, he is so fucking hot. I can't deal with it.
Yeah. And he's just like a giant.
He is.
He's just, he's not human.
He's so great. He's awesome. So he plays the dumb blonde secretary. And that's all I'm going to say, like, total role reversal. Like, he is dumb blonde secretary that you would see in, like, you know, any other movie that's like the men with the dumb blonde women secretary. Like, it is hysterical. He has a joke at the very end of the movie that Jay and I could not stop laughing at. And then in the credits, the closing credit scene focuses solely around his character. I won't spoil what it is, but it's amazing. And you've probably seen, like, it's on his Instagram. So if you see that, you might be kind of spoiled about what it is. But it's, I didn't see it until today, so I wasn't spoiled. But it is, like, he is so funny in this movie. I can't deal with, like, it's, even he'd be the character that you'd be like, okay, that was over the top. But he's not on screen enough for it to be over the top. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know. I can't speak enough great things about this movie, and I'm so glad that it was good, and I'm totally going to be like, let's buy this when it comes out. So, and I'm sure we were going to anyway, but I'm going to be in support of this purchase. So,
nice.
Yeah. Good. That makes me so happy to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you've been hearing a lot of mixed reviews. I was listening on Friday to a really interesting interview with the cast and the director. I think it was on, like, AOL.
Okay.
And it's just, it's always, I personally really love, like, when a actor, or particularly when actors, you can tell on a press junket when they are genuinely excited to be promoting something that they are genuinely proud of. There's just a tone in their voice, and, like, you could just tell all those women were just so proud of this film and, like, had such a good time working on it, and it really came through, and everyone had such nice things to say about each other and the experience, and it's just like, oh, please be good, I just want you to be good so bad.
Yeah.
So, and that's, I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
I have to give mad props to everybody involved in this movie, because it has gotten shit on so badly, and nobody has sat there and been like, you know what, fuck you, this is going to be good. Nobody has said anything like that. They just, like, kept their heads down, made a good movie, and now the product speaks for itself, and I think that that is awesome. And there are two instances in the movie where they straight up address, tongue-in-cheek, the criticism. And it is epic. Like, it's
awesome.
It's mentioned in passing both times, like one of those off-the-cuff jokes, but you'll know it both times. And it's like, I believe that they directly quote some of the Haterade YouTube comments.
Oh, that's great.
That's so good.
So
I love how beautifully meta that is.
It is. Yeah. And they do it so seamlessly. Like, it fits in, it's not forced. It's great. So totally check it out. I'm sorry if you thought we were only going to talk about this for 2 minutes and you came back in 3 minutes ago and now you're like, what the fuck? Why are you still talking about this? But go see it. Can't recommend it high enough. If you want a more in-depth review, check out Jay and Jack's Rumblecast that came out like 3 days ago, aka tonight. and you'll have a better review of that. And then maybe if you guys see it, we could talk more about it, because that's all I'm going to say. Somebody else talk, or we can go to feedback or whatever. I'm done.
No, I'll try and see it in the next week or so. Yeah.
I wasn't necessarily planning on it, but I'm kind of convinced. Not like I didn't have strong feelings either way. I just don't really go to a lot of movies.
So. It's a lot of fun, yeah. Shiny.
Well, like what I find interesting is that, you know, my boyfriend, it's also was one of his favorite movies growing up as a kid. And it was like a big movie for his family. And he had a very opposite reaction to Jay about like, oh, I don't know if I want to go see it. Like kind of like not wanting to taint the original, just because a lot of times, you know, there is this problem in Hollywood where we just keep recycling old ideas instead of giving new ideas a chance to shine. So it's like I could sort of get why he was like, I don't know. But now that I have the extra added, your good recommendation, I think, yeah. We were going to go see it last night anyway, and then someone
totally see it.
So, yeah, we'll try and see it by the next time so we can gush some more.
Yes. Okay, good. Good.
Okay.
All right. Does anybody have anything else before we get into the feedback?
Well, did we want to do... so that was... that works really nicely for some female-driven media. Does anyone have anything else?
Yes. Yes. I don't have anything this week, though.
Okay. Well, I did have a podcast that I wanted to mention that I've been listening to a lot lately because I kind of got behind and I was like listened to a bunch of episodes in a row. It's a little bit of cross-referencing. Alice, one of our co-hosts over at The Tribe, if any of the listeners are familiar with me and Colleen on The Tribe, they will know Alice and her
sister
Martha.
Surely there's at least one of them.
Yes. So Alice and her sister Martha do a Harry Potter podcast. And the last couple of things that I've recommended have been really sad. And so, or like just really like... like rough.
Oh, you mean like rape?
Yeah. Like yes. like people dying and you know, people getting molested. So this is on a much lighter note. They do a Harry Potter podcast, and it's at realweirdsisters.com, and then you can also find them on iTunes. And it's really fun. Like they do a book club where they go through once a week and put out an episode a week on a chapter of Harry Potter. They've been rereading since the very beginning. So they're like 14 chapters in by this point, 14 or 15 chapters. And then they also do these special topics podcasts every now and then. And I was just listening to the latest one yesterday, and they talk about the top 10 Harry Potter baby names. And like, I'm not into like baby names whatsoever, but it was super fun to listen to. So I figure if they can make talking about names like fun and interesting and funny, then they can pretty much make talking about anything fun and interesting and funny. So if you're a Harry Potter fan, I would say definitely go check it out.
Right. What was the conversation around the baby names?
So they have a friend who has had this obsession with baby names for a long time. So they brought her on as a guest. Her name is Chelsea. And so she was like the resident name expert. And her story even is just really fun. So I definitely, you just got to listen to the episode. But they basically took like all of the names of the boy characters and the girl characters in Harry Potter, and then whittled them down to the more sort of weird, like rare ones, like not like Ron or Harry or anything like that.
Okay.
And then they each, all three, so the two hosts and then the guests, they like made their own rankings of how much they liked the names and like what they would potentially consider actually using for a name. So they had their rankings, and then from that they basically like averaged them out to then have a final list that was the average of all of their scores. And then they went through and talked about the names and just like why they liked them or why they didn't like them, the reference to the character, if that had an effect on it, stuff like that. So it sounds like I'm probably not explaining it that well, because it's a really fun listen. Anyway, and that's just
it
that's
is a
just
fun
one.
Show. I'm not totally caught up, but I've heard the first three or four or so.
Okay, yeah, I had been following the first like maybe 6 weeks or something, and then I got behind, and it was actually really fun to listen to like seven episodes in a row, because I think they're getting like funnier and funnier as they go. And these are, I mean, full disclosure, like I'm friends with both of them in the real world, so like I know that they're funny people. But they also like the episode. Their podcast is very family friendly. So if you want something that you can listen to with your kids or something, you know, you can go there. And so they're able to make it like really fun and entertaining without, you know, like a lot of swearing or anything like that. And it's just like, it's been really fun to listen to. So anyway, that's what I got.
Media without swearing. How? What?
I know.
Yeah, I'm like, how do such things exist?
How the fuck do they do that? I don't know. But it suits them well. So if you're listening to something that you can actually have on in the car with your kids, it might be better than other podcasts, which will go unnamed, where there's a lot of racy content and swearing.
Like ours?
Maybe like ours.
I mean,
for example.
We did debate half virgins last week, and my only regret is that we put this out so soon, or we're recording so soon after, that we don't have feedback about what a half virgin actually means. So stay tuned. There's a cliffhanger for next week. It's kind of like when you watch a TV show and, you know, they have like the mythology episode, and then you have to wait like 5 or 6 weeks before you get like the next mythology episode. So good times.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to talk about that more, because I know that some of the people that I talked to about the last episode were wondering, like, what exactly does that mean, half a virgin? So I think we might need a follow-up on that.
Oh, I have a feeling we're going to get a follow-up on that.
Okay, excellent.
Oh, good. So then should we get into our feedback?
Yes.
All right, so we got a couple of emails, which is awesome. This one was written in for last week, but as we said, we had so much to talk about last week that we saved it for this week, and I think it's going to be a fun one. So this is from a listener, Koki, who like everyone on the podcast knows, and he says,
Hello!
Hello!
Before you start, Shandy.
Yes.
So I need to amend from 2 weeks ago that Kolke is actually also holding an umbrella in the picture from my wedding, the Friends recreation picture.
Good.
All right.
Yes, I was sitting at my desk and I was like, oh shit, Kolke's in there too. I totally forgot about him. Sorry, Chris. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, so he says, I'm really loving the show. The chemistry between the three of you is so great, and I find myself laughing out loud, lolling every episode. Amazing start, and I can't wait to see how it evolves. My question doesn't relate to my own personal relationship, but it's a topic that I would love to hear your perspectives on. Open poly relationships. I currently live in the Bay Area in California. A male friend of mine recently started to get involved in a relationship with a woman. That woman is also dating another couple, and that couple is dating other people as well. I completely understand that each consenting adult, as long as they're being honest and transparent, can make their own decisions. In a different life, where you aren't married, living with significant others, etc., would any of you have considered entering into this type of relationship? Can't wait to hear what you all have to say. Thanks, Koki. All right, so thank you for writing in. Does anyone want to?
Yeah. A deafening silence. You're like, wants to take that one on first.
I mean, I think that he says it's something that he wants to hear our perspective on, just open poly relationships. And I think that there's maybe a distinction to be made first, that those are like potentially two different things. Like, I think you can have an open relationship and you can have a poly relationship.
Right. And can we do a quick definition on that? Because even for myself, I think I know the difference, but I would love a proper definition of each.
Yes.
If anyone has one.
Well, I would say that a polyamorous I would say that a polyamorous relationship is where, like, you have probably a main couple, and then those people have, like, other significant others on the side, where it's more sustained, like, long-term relationships where you're, like actually, like, sort of dating someone else. And I think that could be like as many people as, you know, the couple is comfortable with. Whereas I would say open relationships, I think there's a lot of models for these. And I know, like, personally, I have a lot of, people that I know who are in open relationships, and like, they're all sort of different. So I think it just depends on the couple, and everyone has their own rules. So it could be that they're a little bit open, or it could be that they're medium amount open or totally open, where like maybe they can like, have permission to go home with someone from time to time that's not their partner, or, you know, or maybe, I don't know, like, any sort of, and again, like, I think it just depends on the couple, and I know different couples who have different rules, so, but it's not, like, they're not, like, necessarily dating someone in the same sense that, like, I feel like a polyamorous relationship would be. So I think, okay, like, that's why I said, I think those are two different things, mm-hmm, potentially. And so then, and it sounds like the relationship that he's describing, his male friend who recently started to get involved in a relationship with a woman who's also dating another couple, and the couple is dating other people as well. It definitely sounds like poly to me.
Yes.
So, so then, the part of his question then, in a different life, if you weren't married, living with significant others, et cetera, would you have considered this type of thing? What do you guys think?
I don't know.
I personally would not.
That's a hard pass.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by the concept. And, like, I do know as well other people in my life who sort of have experimented in that or are, but I think knowing myself and knowing my own neuroses and anxieties and paranoia levels, I personally don't think that type of relationship would make me a satisfied, happy person. Like, I think it would cause me more anxiety than it would cause me joy. But at the same point, I do not fault anyone else if they so feel that sort of relationship, if they get something out of it. Because I think the whole point of being in relationships in general is because you get something positive out of it. So yeah, if you get something positive out of being in an open relationship or, you know, being polyamorous, then I say, good on you, go for it. If you're setting clear rules and everyone is on the same page as to what those rules are, all the more power to you. I just personally don't think that lifestyle, I would be very happy in that sort of relationship.
So, yeah, I'm undecided. I don't know if I can give something either way, again, because I don't know. Maybe before Zach was born, I would be totally more open to it. But now that I have Zach, like, I can't help but think of the complications that children bring into that. Because kids, especially at a young age, like, kids need stability, I think. And that's just, that taints sort of, like, how I would think about it. I don't know. I feel like I have different factors that I would probably bring into it than you guys might bring into it or Colky might bring into it. But I don't know. I mean, I also know, I can think of maybe three people off the top of my head, two or three, that have done the open relationship thing. And so I don't think that's something that I could ever, like, I mean, we're all scared enough that our kid's going to walk in on us, like, having sex with each other, let alone, like, mommy, daddy, who are all these people? Now I know, of course, you'd, like, have a babysitter or something.
Who are these people? Yeah. Are you having a party?
Yeah. Well, with Zach, in Zach's case, because Zach's obsessed with nipples, like, I went to sleep in a sports bra last night because it was hot, and I woke up at 5:45 to Zachary being like, mommy, nipple, trying to pull the sports bra down because he's obsessed with nipples at the moment. It's not sexual. He's just obsessed with nipples because he knows the word. And he's like, I've heard him in the middle of the night too, been like trying to pull Jay's shirt up and be like, daddy, nipple, nipple, nipple. So, and you can't go back, do it back to him, because sometimes we're like, what do you like it? Like, you like it when somebody does that? And he's like, hee, 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 hee. And I'm like, okay, this is so not a lesson that we can teach now. I'm just saying. But, you know, I clearly, you know, probably get a babysitter or something on these pre-planned nights, but it would totally leave the spontaneity out of it. I don't even know where I was going with that. I'm just saying, like, Zach and nipples and poly and orgies and nipples and open relationship and nipples. I feel like they're always everywhere. What am I going to do about that?
It all comes down to the nipple.
nipples everywhere.
Yeah, nipples everywhere.
Nipples everywhere. The nipple obsession.
Oh, if people didn't think that we had a explicit tag on iTunes before they heard our theme song. Now with this potential episode title. And I do say last week you guys had said share the air as the episode title, but I was up on like 20 hours of sleep, like without sleep at the time I posted it, that I couldn't think of anything other than the last thing I heard when I was finished editing it. And it was like, I hope you had a good birthday show, Amanda. And I was like, that's the title. I'm so tired. I can't think.
But it was her birthday show. So birthday it was perfect. Show.
Yeah, it worked out.
And I like that precedent to have birthday shows.
Yeah.
Woo! Definitely. So now that I made Colkey's serious email all about nipples, I think what I was going with is I'm undecided. I feel like maybe I would be too insecure that I'd be like, but look, my nipples look better than that person's nipples, right? Like, you're still into these? These are still your number one nipples?
And I think that's part of my thing, too, is that, like, you start to get insecure about yourself and that it's not enjoyable anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's no good.
So you just need to... Just
like, you like that other person better than me, don't you? Like,
yeah.
They look better than me. Like, oh, their boobs are perkier, you know, their butt's bigger.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there would have to be, like, a lot of trust.
Yes.
I don't know. I know, like, for me personally, I'm not a particularly jealous person, so I think that would probably make it easier. And I really believe that idea that we're supposed to get everything in life that possible out of one person, have one person be your everything, is totally, like, not healthy and not true. And so, like, we are, you know, we get other things in other ways that could be, like, just friendships or whatever. But so I think it's, like, taking that but opening it up to even more possibilities.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
You know, like, I think, I don't know. I think physical intimacy is, like, tricky maybe. So I think it's, like, valid to think about other types of relationships, other things that could be possible. And I think it could, you know, potentially be a lot of fun. So I would definitely, definitely consider, but, I think that, like, I don't know, again, like we talked last episode, we talked about the importance of communication. I think that would obviously be like a super important factor in something like this, because you have, I mean, since we are, you know, we've talked about how like trust would be important and, you know, jealousy could be a factor. Like, I think the way to mitigate those things is by communicating. So maybe, and then also, I don't know, for me personally, like, I think I would have to also probably have, like, in the, like, for the long term, I would have to definitely have, like, my, like, a main person, like my main relationship, like my husband, and not necessarily just be a peripheral figure, or you could be a peripheral figure for somebody else's relationship as long as you have your own. 'Cause I'm not just like, I don't think that I would like to just be like the person that, I don't know. I don't even, I'm having trouble expressing this, but I think I would definitely want to still have like a main relationship and just maybe other stuff in addition, and not just be like more like the single one that's like every now and then brought in, I guess.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do we have anything more to say about that?
I don't think so.
It is an interesting topic, though. I can see why, like, he posed the question in the first place.
Yeah.
And it is something that you do hear so much more about. Like, I had a coworker who, the first time I ever heard that term was maybe polyamorous, was maybe, like, 2 years ago. I had a coworker. She's like, oh, I'm polyamorous. And I'm like, so apparently I'm super sheltered because I don't know what that is. But cool. But, yeah, so I feel like it is something that, like, as our, I don't know, there seems to be a laxing of, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that.
All right, does anybody have any other thoughts on this subject? I think it's definitely worth discussing because I do think it happens more often than we think about, but there's also a taboo, so people don't discuss it. And I also think that probably a lot more relationships now. Who knows? People are crazy. Yeah. So,
I think that people are just like all of us are like freaks basically. And everyone has their like weird things that they don't really talk about with other people.
Right.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I think something like this is probably like way more prevalent than we think. And I think that it is, you know, valid to talk about for sure. Yeah. I don't, I mean, like, sex is a powerful force. It's like, you know, it's like up there with like sleep and food, the two things that we, or the one of the, I guess one of the three things that we like crave the most, I think. So
yeah.
Yeah. It's totally important.
Agree. Totally agree. All right. So moving on, let's see. We have another email from Rebecca, and I'll get that one.
Okay.
All right. So, next email is from Rebecca. Hi, ladies. I just spent my afternoon listening to a bunch of Jane Jack podcasts, including two episodes of the broadcast. I don't actually have a question, but I just wanted to tell you all how much I'm enjoying the show. Thank you. I'm a bit younger than the three of you, 26, so I'm a middle-aged millennial. I am busy and single, so I don't have many female friends that I get to talk to very often. Listening to your show, I feel I'm hanging out with three awesome people, and I'm enjoying all the commentary and thoughts about kids in life. Then you probably really love the beginning of the show where we actually had a kid on here. I have been a fan of Jay and Jack podcasts for a long time and always enjoy the Married Men show, but I have to say the broadcast might be my favorite. It's just been fun to listen to all of you. Keep it up. Thanks, Rebecca. Thank you. Oh my God.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Oh, new favorite email. Thank you.
Middle-aged millennial. What a great term. I love that. I laughed out loud the first time I read that email. But I thought that was brilliant.
Good size. Yeah. Well, all I got to say is it's a good thing that most of the Married Man show probably doesn't listen to this. No, actually, I know at least three of the six. Oh, yeah, maybe four. Anyway, whatever. Speaking of the Married Man show, I just lost my thought. So somebody pick up, because I just completely lost what I was going to say.
Well, we can wait a minute and we'll come back to you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we
can. About the Married Man show.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. That was like the most awesome email ever. Speaking of the Married Man show, there's also something super awesome in our next email. Does anybody want to read that one from Jamie?
I'll take it.
All right. There's also something awesome in our next email. Take it away, Amanda.
Okay. Jamie says, "Hi, ladies. Love the podcast. Thank you very much.
Yay!
I have a question involving motherhood. I know that of the three of you, currently only one of you is a mother. But seeing as you are all women and obviously were once little girls, I thought, who better to ask? Who better indeed? I grew up without a mother for the better part of my childhood. She was only 17 when she got pregnant and 18 when my parents were divorced. She ran off until I was 14 and still not really a part of my life. I was raised by a single dad and then my dad and stepmom. She clearly resented me as I was a tie to my father's past marriage. When she had my siblings, it was even worse. I left home at 17 and swore I'd never, ever have kids. I felt that way until I was 26. And then one day at a baseball game, I saw a mom playing with her little boy, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. I wanted to be a mom. But to be specific, I wanted to be a mom to a boy. Fast forward a few years, I'm married, and I have a little boy. Good for you. It has been easy. For 4 years, I have this little snuggly, fun-loving, easygoing boy. I understand boys. I know how they work. I trust boys. Then I got pregnant with my second child. It's a girl. But it scares me to death. I don't understand girls like I do boys. I have major trust issues with women. Thanks, Mom." Well, from what you described above, no, I can see
Fair
why.
Enough.
Yeah. And I have no idea how to raise a girl to be a confident woman. Thanks, Stepmom. I love my little girl. She's beautiful and smart, but it's not easy. She's not affectionate. She hates snuggles and basically tolerates me. Well, Daddy is the absolute best. So here's my question. Of the three of you have very different viewpoints and about certain things. However, you seem to have a trusting bond with each other, which I love. I hate the whole girls against girls thing. Since becoming a mom, I've learned how amazing it is when girls love and respect each other. You are, by all accounts, the intelligent, competent, and very caring women, exactly what I want for my daughter's future self. So how did that happen? Was it instilled to be this way by your mother, your father, both, neither? I'm still learning how to be a girl, and I'm terrified for my daughter to ever feel some of the things that women in my childhood made me feel. What was the most important thing your mothers or women role models ever said or did for you? Sorry for the long-winded email. I'm the last person you'd want to tell you the house was on fire. It burned down before I get to the point. Oh, that's adorable. Love it. That's very funny. Once again, love the show. Keep up the amazing work. I love the Married Man show, but it's my, but it's been fabulous to hear the flip side.
Jamie. Woohoo!
Well, Jamie, you sound amazing. I'm sorry you had such a rough childhood, but it sounds like you've, in spite of all that, found yourself, and you seem like a pretty tough broad who has her life together. So I don't know how much extra advice I could provide, because you sound like you're doing pretty okay on your own. But yeah, maybe let's start with the actual mom.
Okay, so first I want to just talk about briefly when you talk about your little girl and how she's not affectionate. She hates snuggles and daddy's the best. They do call it mommy's boy and daddy's girl for a reason. And I actually have heard from a lot of friends that have daughters that, you know, they're daddy's girls. And I don't know why, like what it is, but I don't think that that's a slight against you. I think it's just something biologically maybe or whatnot. I don't think that that is against you. That said, as far as your question, as the three of us having a trusting bond with each other, I think that a lot of that is just age and maturity. Like, you get to that point where you realize that you're not in competition with every other woman. And society does teach you that you have to sit there and you have to think, well, she's skinny and she's pretty, so I can't like her. Or, oh, I have to like her because she's skinny and pretty. Or just different things like that. Or you're in competition with the next woman that's, you know, up for this job that you're on. No, you're actually in competition with everybody that's potentially up for the job that you're up for, like not just the other woman next to you. So I think that a lot of that is something that we are told is kind of a thing. And as far as the reason like we all get along really well is I think that's just because we all got to that age where we realized that we don't have to be pitted against each other, and you actually have strength in numbers in other women. And personally, I have loved Amanda for 15 years, and I have loved Shandy for the 3 years that I've known her. So honestly, it's easy to get along because I don't think that I have to feel threatened by them. And just a quick example, like when Shandy joined the tribe, I was the only girl on there. I was the only woman on there. And at one point I was like, am I supposed to feel threatened? Oh no, I'm not, because she's awesome. Like, she brings something that I don't. And when Alice joined the tribe too, the same thing. Like, I had that brief thought of, are we supposed to be against each other? Oh no, we're not, because we all are awesome women that bring awesome things to the table. And I think it's a matter of perspective when you have to change your views and not look at it how society says I'm supposed to not like this other woman next to me because I have my close girlfriends, and it's only supposed to be my close girlfriends. That we all have, just like men, we all have something equal to bring to the table. And like, at least for me, I think that it needs to be taught earlier, because this was something that I had to come up with on my own. Also, I don't think it was something that was a problem when we were growing up, like a problem that was addressed, that was thought of and identified as a problem like it is now. I think more tabloid culture kind of brought that more into play because it became more of a prevalent thing in society. But as far as I go, I think that the most important thing that my mom / female role models ever said or did, and that would probably be my grandmother. And my grandmother always said, you take care of your own and you don't worry about what somebody else is doing, and you get along with everybody else.
Good advice. So I don't know, just to piggyback a little bit off of what Colleen was saying, where I think we're definitely taught as women, we're socialized to, you know, there's the token woman, and there's the spot for the token woman. There's not a spot for more. And so we're taught to see each other as competition. And it's, you know, it's a really effective way of controlling people, actually, when they're taught to look at the other members of their own gender as competition. And that just really makes me sad. And I think that it's just much the way that we're socialized. And I think that the best thing then that you can do is to not do that with your girl. And I would going back to your message, you say, you're so happy to have a boy. You understand boys. You know how they work. You trust boys. And that just really stuck out to me because I just have to wonder, so is the opposite then true of how you feel about girls? And I hope that's not the case. But I don't...
It sounds to me like she recognizes that she shouldn't feel that way, and that's why she's asking
sure.
us.
And I'm just saying, like, maybe... So maybe ask yourself if that is the case for you, because, I mean, you've already said clearly that you wanted a boy and you were very excited when you had a boy, and now you have a girl. And I hear this actually more than I would ever have expected to hear from a lot of different people, like, oh my God, if I have a girl, like, this is going to be horrible. Oh, if I have a girl, this, that, and the other thing.
I felt that way.
Oh, man.
I had that concern, that same concern. You know, what if I'm going to be awkward around her because I'm going to be trying too hard? And that was my concern. Sorry, Shandy, go ahead.
But why would it, I guess I don't understand, like, why would it be a boy-girl thing? Like, why would it, it's just, like, it's a child. So it's just your relationship with a child. I would say, like, think of it first as, and again, like, this is coming from me with no kids, but, like, I would want to think of that person as, like, just an individual child and not a boy or girl. And I think that boys and girls are raised very, very differently, and I don't think that they should be. We can see how that seeps into society, even just with comments like not wanting a girl or trusting boys. Does that mean you don't trust girls or like that you understand? How can one understand boys in general? Like, boys are so different, you know, just like girls are so different. Like, every individual is an individual. So I don't know. I would say just try to treat your daughter exactly the same way that you treat your son, essentially.
That's fantastic advice.
Model that behavior, I guess, like with your relationships. I don't know if you have a lot of female friends. I don't know. I had a really good relationship with my mom growing up. My dad died when I was super young. I had an evil stepfather for a while, so I can understand, that part of your email as well. That doesn't mean that I have a bad relationship with men, though. You know, I don't know. I would say hopefully everything works out with you and your daughter. And maybe, you know, she's not affectionate right now just because she's not an affectionate person right now or doesn't feel like she, you know, who knows? Like, and maybe she'll become an affectionate person. But I think it's okay too. Like, just because she's a girl doesn't necessarily mean she needs to be like overly affectionate. I don't know. I don't have any kids, so that's my two cents.
No, I think that's great advice to treat them equally, because I do think that we do think that we need to raise our children differently, and we have to teach them different things. Like, you have to teach a daughter about like no means no and consent and, you know, how to stand up for herself, but you need to teach your son that too, but from a different perspective.
Yeah. It's a different approach.
No, I don't know though. I mean, do you, because
you have to teach a daughter.
Girls need to respect a boy's no also.
Okay. Okay. Well,
would it be the same way as that they're, you know, you could have two daughters and you would still have to teach them about consent differently because theoretically they are different people. And they're going to have a different
experience in life.
And they're just going to, like, it's more effective if you cater what you're trying to teach someone to how that person likes to learn. So it's not necessarily a male-female side of a coin. They are different.
But I would say it's a male-female side, because you need to teach your kid, like I was talking about a couple of weeks ago, like, don't go give your classmate a kiss because she might not want it. And then from the other side, you have to teach your daughter, you know, little boys are being taught, like, boys will be boys, and nobody's, like, other people aren't stopping them. And you need to be like, look, if you're uncomfortable with a situation, you need to make sure that you're, you know, doing this, this, and this. So I do think right now in society, we do still have to teach our children differently. But what we teach them might be, no, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. We can raise them the same and we can teach them the same, but certain lessons are going to be tailored towards gender, and that's just the way it is in society right now.
See, I don't, like, the thing with teaching your boy that you can't just go up and kiss somebody because they might not want it and you have to ask, I think that's equally as important to teach to a woman, and I think, or I like agree. A girl, and I, because she needs to respect those boundaries as well. And I think that when everyone understands what consent really is and understands how to be respectful of their peers, no matter what their gender, then that's when you actually make a radical change in society and start.
But see,
to
now that's
eliminate.
A great point. That's a, and that's, I totally don't, like, totally agree with you there, but I do think that it's naive to still say, like, you can teach that while simultaneously saying, but don't forget, like, be aware of this because this could happen to you. Because right now there's so many X factors of things that do happen differently the way that different genders are treated. Does that at least make sense?
That makes
it does, yeah. But there's still instances of, you know, consent where it does go the other way.
Absolutely.
It doesn't happen as often, but there are cases where a woman is the aggressor.
That's I was listening to a podcast and the guy was saying how he had been stood up for a date. This was a couple of years ago. Stood up for a date and ended up hanging out with these girls at a bar, and they invited him back to the house, and there was like four of them and their roommates, and she and they drank a whole bottle of tequila amongst like the three or four of them, and then he passed out on their couch and he woke up and one of them was on top of him like trying to make out with him in the middle of the night, and he said that he was so like, you know, please stop. And she didn't, that he got in his car and drunkenly drove to a parking lot and slept there for the night. So I get that that totally happens. I'm just saying it's, well, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I need to reevaluate what you guys are talking about.
I think it's more just a matter of everyone should be learning the same information.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I don't think that.
But I think you are right in the fact that just from the brain wiring standpoint, men and women's brains absorb information differently.
Yes.
You're going to have to cater how you give that information, how you instill that information in the son. You're going to have to instill it differently than how you would have that same confirmation, that same conversation with the same amount of information. You would have to give it to your daughter differently than
okay,
how you
yes.
would instruct
You're,
it with yourself.
That's exactly what my original point was.
Thank
you.
Same information. Everyone's getting the same curriculum. You're just catering it differently so that both
yes.
kid is getting the opportunity to absorb it in a way that they're really going to get.
Okay, yes.
Just because
that's
the,
what
you
I
know,
I
our
think
brains
that's what
are
I was
wired
trying to say.
Differently.
Yeah.
Like and
I don't know. I mean,
I get that you disagree, but like, our brains are different. Our brains are different.
I just, like they're definitely like there are definitely biological differences. I will give you that, but I just think that we make I think that we invent a lot of differences that aren't there. And I think that we then also socialize people differently, which then goes on to reinforce certain ideas about certain things. But I think it's like mostly constructed. I don't know. I have four brothers. I was raised the same as them.
Which is awesome.
I don't know if my mother practiced differentiated instruction with us. I like really...
I would hope so, because I would assume that all you know, all of you don't have the exact same personality.
No, we have wildly different personalities, but
so that conversation theoretically would each be different, even if it was the same information.
I don't think so. I mean, like, just like thinking back on growing up, and I don't know, maybe I'll talk to my mom about this.
Well, maybe you can have the same.
What she has to say.
Maybe you have the conversation the same way. And then you respond to the way they respond differently.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, we can, I don't know, just going back, like, I think for me, like, what I have the biggest problem with is this narrative of we have to teach girls this could happen, this could happen. And in a way, like, I don't think that was ever explicitly said to me. I'm very aware of what could happen and I'm very aware of like my safety, but I think that there's something inherently wrong with that narrative, because it shifts the responsibility over to the girls to, you know, not
I don't think it shifts
not walk by themselves at night. And
no, you're arming them with information. I mean, much to Kyle's grandmother being like, you're responsible for you. you are responsible for you. You can't control what someone else does. But if you know that it's a possibility that that person could come at you, it helps you frame how you're going to respond to it.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I think we're going to have to eventually agree to disagree.
Yeah.
But I think that we're all actually...
I'm not in the...
Everybody is circling the same point here. We're all circling the same point. We're just on slightly different, like, levels of the circle, like, slightly different whatever, because I do think
it's
that we all...
It's a globe. We're at different places on the globe.
Right, right, right. But we're not all... We all agree on the same point that, you know, don't be afraid to raise a daughter because it's different than raising a son. Like, raise them the same, have the same relationship with them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and yes. And
we're just arguing now semantics about disseminating information about stuff. Like, we are way off topic.
I wouldn't say we're arguing. I'm saying we're having a discussion.
We're debating.
I don't need to, like, Shandy, I don't need to convince you of my train of
thought. No, yeah,
I love that you have
and
your
vice versa.
I'm trying, like, by asking my questions and sort of saying my point, I'm trying to get closer to understanding yours.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think usually this is like a big love fest where we just agree with everything that everyone else says.
I kind of like this that we all hooked up.
And
like
also,
it expands my own opinion of something when my opinion is challenged.
Yes, and I'm so confused now what the original point was that I can't even remember like what I said to begin with.
How to raise a lady right? That was the title. Good luck.
Go ahead.
Be kind, respect each other. Be kind, respect each other. Teach them how to drink a fucking whiskey. There you go.
I did want to say just, and it sort of, I didn't bring it up because it kind of, we didn't go in that direction, but just the idea of like being a mean girl.
Like, okay,
I think that's
girl.
Something with a daughter to be very conscious of talking to your daughter and, you know, much into the point of what we were sort of saying that like girls are socialized to look at each other as competition. And I think that's sort of what breeds mean girls, this idea that you have to put down another girl to feel better. Yeah. And it's sort of, as mothers, that can be something that we can take on to like continue to have a conversation with our daughters and make sure that that doesn't get perpetuated.
Right.
That it's like, you don't have to put down another girl or anyone. You don't have to put anyone down to feel better about yourself. That's not how you feel better about yourself. You know, there's some more constructive ways.
Yeah. So. And that actually, like, that is a really hard thing where, to answer this question, like, how do you do that? Or how is it done for you? Like, I have no idea. I've always had really strong female friendships. I've never really had, like, luckily, had that problem. And I'm trying to think back, like, why was that? And I really have no idea. Like, is it because my mom's awesome? Maybe that's part of it. Is it, but like, what did she do in particular to make it so that I like to raise me that way?
Maybe you're just awesome.
Yeah. And I think that's also part of it. Like, yeah, that sometimes it is also on the individual to figure it out on their own. Like, yeah, I have lots of wonderfully strong female relationships, but I was also bullied the crap out of as a young girl. I got bullied so hard, but yet I still have very strong female relationships. So I was still able to somehow not shut down and close myself off. So, I think there is a way. And, yeah, part of it comes from our mothers and part of it comes from ourselves. But, you know, eventually the mother, you know, you figure it out.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's definitely hard. But good luck.
I think we need to. Yeah. Good luck. Please keep us posted. We can have millions of segments about this.
Oh
but
my God.
I think we do need to move on because I think
shit, it's been like 40 minutes of this. Yes.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Great email. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much to consider. Clearly, we could just keep going on that one for a month.
Oh my God. And this next one is not going to be much quicker. So. All right, so we have a little bit more feedback, but I think we're running a little long now. Plus, I think it's probably like dinner time for Shandy at this point and bedtime for Zach because we've been doing this for so long. Right.
So much for a quick episode. We just can't do quick.
We just can't do quick. That's what she said?
Yeah.
Yep.
So
it's better that way. Anyway.
Exactly. So I guess that said, we'll get to the next stuff next week. If you have any feedback this week, on this week's episode or the previous week, please let us know. We will get to it when I get back to from Comic-Con. Yay! I think we're going to try to record the Wednesday after Comic-Con. So what is that? Wednesday the 27th, maybe? So get your feedback in tentatively by then. But anyways, so please do that. And I guess hopefully we'll have some more, lots of stuff. Hopefully we're going to have lots of stuff to talk about. If you have any opinions on our discussions today, raising daughters versus raising sons, the polyamorous relationships. was there anything else in there? I can't remember.
A lot of ground today.
We only did, really did two questions, and we talked for an hour and a half, which might be a little less by the time I edit this, because there's a whole lot of baby talk that I didn't stop. Oh my God. 2 hours ago when we started recording this, Zach was on it, so that was a thing. My goodness. Eventful episode for a Sunday, guys.
They were serious topics.
I know. These are great topics.
Yeah.
We would love to hear from you guys, and we're having a great time doing this, hence why we decided to do an impromptu recording 15 minutes before we started recording.
Yep. Yes. That's how we do.
Yes. Just remember, nipples everywhere. And yeah, special thanks to some of our patrons at a certain level, and that would be Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart, and Brad from Chicago. Thank you, guys. You, too, can get a special thank you if you donate at a certain level, so check out the Patreon. Girl power. I think the girls need to bring in some patrons of their own. Patreon.com/JandJack. There's a link everywhere, whatever. And that's it, right? Did I miss anything?
Yeah.
Anybody?
That sounds about good.
Anybody have anything?
No, that's good.
Yeah, we're all good. Yeah, anybody have anything?
We're all good.
Okay.
Yeah, no, super good.
Okay.
Have a lovely Sunday, and for everyone listening, have a lovely rest of your week.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
Yes, see you guys on the other side.
Yeah, have fun at Comic-Con.
Have fun. I can't wait for the pictures.
Hopefully I'm having fun there now as everybody's listening. And there'll be pictures.
Okay.
Yay! All right, guys. Yeah. Peace out.
Yeah. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.